Ei lá, o chorei sem André. Tonight, while I was riding a bus, like at 2 a.m., my way back from the Milonga, I was reading a book, but my thoughts were straying constantly towards you. And what happened to one single moment? It was a glorious moment. It just occurred to me while I was reading it. Accept you totally. Absolutely, you know. Why did I think of that while reading the book? There was this passage, actually. There was this passage about this girl that the main character was searching for, and she was talking about her with this other guy, and they both reached the conclusion that she's just like so simple. She's so informal in the way she dresses and behaves, and different than the other prostitutes in that whorehouse. That's why she's so different. That's why she's so attractive. She just dresses so casually, you know, without any, formality due to her job. And at that point, I thought of you, probably comparing you to her, the way you dress. And then I realized you dress so simply, also. You wear jeans, you wear pants, you wear simple things, but then all of a sudden, it hit me then. It just hit me like a stone. I don't mind anything about you. No, why did it really hit me? Oh, it's because towards these other girls, all the girls that I've been in a relationship with or fallen in love some way or another, I always find some flaw. It's like with their bodies or with the way they dress, with the way they do something. But with you, I don't find anything. You can wear whatever you like, you can do whatever you like, you can look whatever you like. It's just that I love you unconditionally. There, I realized what unconditionally really means. I mean, you can get fat, you know, you can change yourself physically, but it's your soul that I will love forever. I don't need anything on the outside. And I've gone through that in my mind in those couple of moments, like, okay, do I really think that? Do I really feel that? Now I went to the future, like, imagine she was like this, she was like that. She could, after being pregnant or whatever, she gets fat, she gets so distorted. But it will still be her, you know. So that kind of convinced me. Yeah, I would love you forever, no matter what. Maybe I will love you forever, no matter what. No matter who. You actually don't match my prototype of a girl. My prototype being very extroverted girl. The one that she just glows when she gets into the room. She's just very expressive and very dramatic and very, you know, noisy in some way. But center of attention, you know, very funny, you know, makes jokes with everybody, knows how to make the crowd go crazy about her. And you're not like that. Much more secluded, much more distant, introverted, quiet. But you're so wise. That's what I love about you. In fact, I wouldn't be able to say to anybody what I love about you, because I love everything about you. I would have to just point to you and say, what I love about her? Take a look. There she is. What is there not to love? And that's my case. Case closed. We will reopen it in the dream when we meet each other. I'll tell you about my heart the way it's promised to you. Don't worry. Have a good night, love. One of these days we're gonna